It's Chick on Stories. We're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The numbers from yesterday in the tri-state region and the pandemic in the local northwest corner as of 4 o'clock yesterday. Still none in Falls Village, one in Cornwall, five in Kent, New Milford with 97, Norfolk with 4, North Canaan 3, Salisbury 5, and Sharon 8. As we move to Dutchess County, as of 4 o'clock yesterday, locally, Amenia 13, Clinton 15, Dover 33, Milan 7, Millerton Village less than 5, Northeast less than 5, Pauling 21, Pauling Village less than 5, Pine Plains 7, Red Hook 18, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 45, Rhinebeck Village 9, Stanford 6, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 10. Meanwhile, in Columbia County, as of 2:45 yesterday, a 10th community member passed away from COVID-19. 100 positive cases of COVID-19 in the county. 42 of the 100 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 10 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 3 of those in ICU. 752 test results have been completed for Columbia County residents. 84 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 16 under precautionary quarantine. There are 6 residents with suspected but not tested cases. In Massachusetts, there have been 1,108 total deaths in that state. While the county coronavirus cases rose to 370 in Berkshire County, no Berkshire deaths were reported by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. The Berkshire County death toll stands at 23. There were 151 deaths statewide Wednesday, up from 113 total deaths. The department said the death toll climbed from 957 on Tuesday. Now, information from Berkshire Health Systems, the statistics from the Berkshire Medical Center and Fairview Hospital are good through April 15th, according to their parent company, Berkshire Health Systems. There have been 2,246 people tested. There have been 363 positive and 1,698 negative, with results pending for 185. Of those positive cases, 21 are inpatient, 42 have been discharged, 10 have died, and 290 are quarantined within the community. There are 11 inpatient awaiting results. Now, in long-term care facilities, the state of Massachusetts says there's been 530 deaths at those facilities, with 222 such facilities reporting at least one death. The state also reports that 4,163 residents and healthcare workers at those sites have been sickened by COVID-19. There are also 1,755 new cases of coronavirus for a total of 29,918, according to the Department of Public Health. Back to Connecticut, Governor Lamont said there have been 14,755 cases in the state. The number of deaths associated with positive COVID-19 tests now stands at 868. He also said 1,908 are hospitalized and 50,143 have been tested so far. Lamont said he is strongly saying if you are approaching a crowded group, wear a mask. If you're going to a store or if you work in one, wear a mask. He said this will probably be reflected in an executive order within 48 hours. He also announced new software improvements at the state's Department of Labor, increasing the speed at which claim applications can now be processed. Paired with the continued manual processing, the originally anticipated 6-week wait period will be shortened to 1 week or less, according to the governor. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, he did suggest he would consider reopening Connecticut sooner, but laid out the criteria for doing it, saying, "We're going to have a lot of testing done by then. We're going to know what our PPE supply is and stockpile is. This will give us information we need to know how fast we can get people back to work." As of yesterday, May 20th is still the hopeful target date to have the economy up and running. In case you missed it, Jonathan Harris, senior advisor to Governor Lamont, explained the reasoning behind designating Sharon Healthcare Center a COVID-19 recovery center Tuesday during a brief meeting of the Board of Selectmen. That video and audio is up on our CATV6 website and also on RobinHoodRadio.com on Facebook. Harris said, though social distancing and other mitigation efforts have played a role in flattening the curve, delays in testing have strained healthcare systems to the extreme. Recovery centers are part of Lamont's surge plan. They accept patients discharged from hospitals who previously resided in nursing homes but were denied readmission because of facilities' incapacity to care for patients who continue to test positive for COVID-19. Current residents who have not tested positive can be moved to other nursing homes Systems Sharon Healthcare Center is owned by Athena Healthcare Systems. Barbara Cass of the State Department of Public Health said it could be a surge within 5 days, so it's critical we build capacity at hospitals. Sharon Healthcare residents who have not tested positive are being transferred to other facilities, preferably within a 10-mile radius. Everybody in New York will be required to wear a mask or face covering in public, with a few caveats as part of New York State's ongoing effort to slow the spread of the virus. The governor issued an executive order late Wednesday putting the mandate in place, arguing the state has to stay vigilant after the infection rate shows signs of flattening in recent days. Cuomo's mask order makes it clear that anybody who's out in public in New York and is unable to maintain social distance must wear a mask or a face covering over their mouth and nose. The caveat is important. If you're out for a walk and you don't come within 6 feet of anybody else, you won't have to wear a mask. But if you're in a grocery store or picking up a takeout order or any other situation where you'll be within 6 feet of someone, you'll have to cover your nose and mouth with a mask and covering. That order will take effect tomorrow at 8 p.m. Now, half the businesses in Dutchess County estimate they'll lose about revenue from 75 to 100% amid measures to slow the spread of coronavirus. That, according to County Executive Mark Molinaro. He said while the county is working towards reigniting the local economy, the process will be slow and steady, likely to be rolled out incrementally leading up to what he called a new normal. The county, Molinaro said, is expecting to see 50% less revenue in sales tax accounts for roughly 41%. Of the county budget. 2.5 months after the first confirmed coronavirus case in Massachusetts, the governor said yesterday that the anticipated surge of COVID-19 patients needing hospitalization has arrived and the total number of COVID-19 cases passed 28,000, the death toll near to 1,000. The state's been working with the healthcare sector since at least February to be prepared as possible for the influx that was expected to put the hospitals, healthcare workers, and emergency medical providers under a lot of stress. Hospitals have added to their bed capacity. Beds that typically would be occupied by people who had elective procedures have been kept open, and the state has established field hospitals in a convention center and an arena in case traditional hospitals become overwhelmed. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook, Morgans at the Interlaken, also interlakenin.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 445.41 yesterday, starting off today at 23,504.35. The NASDAQ starts today off at 83.93.18, and the S&P 500 at 2783.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.